This is Prince Mario Macchiambo-Clippe with the newest podcast and in a very New York surrounding. So you might hear some New York sounds all around. And the most important is my fabulous podcast guest, that is Nikki Haskell, the world famous icon, media personality, star, global beloved entrepreneur, and she has a lot of news to share with us. So let's hear what Nikki Haskell has coming up and cooking. And she's always good for a big, grand, and amazing surprise. This is Nikki Haskell.
Hi. So here we are in New York, and we just had a wonderful, delicious lunch at Cipriani's, and we talked about some of the things that I'm involved with. First of which is my NFT collection called Ports of Call NFT. We're on OpenSea, and it's been quite amazing. A year ago today, if you told me if we were going to be sitting here talking about this, I would have laughed. But I'm quite fortunate that I'm working with this man named Ben Weiss, and he's put this whole thing up. We put up 15 of my paintings called Ports of Call, little paintings. Yeah. That I painted from, you know, all over the world, Saint-Tropez, Portofino, Positano. I started painting them in 1998 with Ivana Trump when I was on her boat, and they've just turned into this wonderful little project that I'm quite proud of. They call me the Grandma Moses of the NFTs.
The NFTs, so you're doing the very trending things. And of course, everybody loves your show. The Nikki Haskell Show is also getting a new home, I've heard. So could you tell us where we can all enjoy the Nikki Haskell Show? I think you did 70 episodes with the world's most important, glamorous, and interesting people, right?
So in the late 70s, Prince Egon von Furstenberg came to me and said he wanted me to be the co-host of his television show. And then he didn't want to do it, and they made it my show, and we did the opening show from Studio 54. But we shot all over the world. We went to the Philippines with the Marcoses. We went to Carnival in Rio, the Cannes Film Festival, Grand Prix, and we shot lots and lots of footage in New York. And I was the first person to ever put fashion on television.
Yeah, that was the absolute hit show. And this hit show is going into the next round because Nikki Haskell has a new partnership. And through this new partnership, she's going to show and actually relaunch this entire fabulous show. And we're going to be able to see it on the newest Amazon daughter, which is?
Yes, it's called Nuvi Amazon TV. And it will go up probably January the 1st. And the Nikki Haskell Show will be back exactly where it should be with this fabulous new, very trendy network. And we'll have shows with Andy Warhol and Tony Bennett and Clive Davis and Joan Collins, shot from film festivals. I went to the Deauville Film Festival, and I did Sid Charisse and Gene Kelly, and we went all over the world with the show. Pan Am was my sponsor, and we went to Rio de Janeiro about 10 times and dancing in Carnival. So I'm quite excited that it's going back up on Freevee, which will probably go up like either the last week in December or the first week in January.
And another cool thing, when I was thinking about how can this super powerful woman, entrepreneur and star, be at so many places in such a short amount of time, she has a special fitness secret and she's willing to share it with you because she developed something unique, something that keeps you rocking and going, and actually it's a miracle exercise equipment. What's all this about?
Well, it's called the Star Cruncher. Originally, I invented it on the dance floor of Studio 54. But wouldn't it be great if I could come up with this great piece of exercise equipment, and then I wouldn't have to go to the gym. I could just use disco music and dance with it. So it's on Amazon Prime. It's a belt that goes around your waist and has cords that go on your ankles and your wrists, and it's good for stretching. It's great for any kind of rehabilitation for your shoulders or your back or your arms. And the one thing that they found out, that all you really need to do is about five to 10 minutes a day, this stretching exercises, and there's videos with it and everything, and it keeps you young. You don't have to kill yourself climbing up mountains and walking 100 miles through the park. Just a little exercise goes a long way.
Nikki, one of my favorite things to do is look into your TikTok, Big Nikki, and into your Instagram, Big Nikki.
Big Nick.
Big Nick, and you have this amazing following. So they don't only follow you and click you, they also write comments, and I've just seen it myself, you showed me. It's this endless list of fans and people that want to see more about the Nikki Haskell lifestyle. So there is another thing cooking and coming up you told me about, because you're doing a new thing in that world too.
So I'm just invented a product. It's on Amazon Prime also. It's called the Star Shooter. It's a case that fits around your iPhone with a selfie stick that comes out of the middle of the case, and it has lights that go on around it that are white and blue, pink and blue, white. It's great for taking selfies and videos, and it, you can watch movies on it. It couldn't be more wonderful. We're just waiting now for some of the factories to reopen in China. The only ones we have now are for the SE, but that seems to be the most popular one that they have, the iPhone. So I'm working on that, and they're also in the process of doing a documentary on my life, which hopefully that'll be out pretty soon. I mean, hopefully we'll start shooting it soon enough, and I'm looking forward to that.
And I know you have always been traveling a lot, so we had this wonderful dinner back in the days with Ivana Trump and my parents, Prince Waldemar and Princess Antonia. We were all sitting together at Cipriani's, it was. And I remember when you are traveling, there is always something to do, because you're not someone who is just sitting there in his armchair and wouldn't be active. So your next trip is going to be to Miami, and you're going to be a keynote speaker, right?
I'm going to be a keynote speaker in this wonderful women's conference. I'm quite excited about it, because now that, you know, when you buy one of my NFTs, you know, usually you get nothing. You get nothing in a place that doesn't exist. But mine, for $250, you get an NFT, but you also get a 9x12 print, and the prints are absolutely beautiful. They're, you can see them on OpenSea, or you can go into the website, which is NFT. Ports of Call NFT, and don't forget to check me out on Big Nick BH on Instagram and on TikTok, and I'm still on Facebook, but you can get me on all those different platforms. I'm so excited. I have almost 90,000 people following me, so it's been a great journey, and I'm quite excited, and I'm glad to be with you.
And there is another great thing. Your artwork you created, and you did that at the world's most exciting places. It's very vibrant. It's very happy. You need to check that all out, my beloved audience. You're going to see that on Nikki Haskell's Instagram and TikTok. And when you see these paintings, they're full of life, full of happiness, full of joy. Very motivating, actually.
Thank you.
I love them. So, for example, our favorite Baywatch star, Pamela Anderson,
yes,
right?
Yes, Pamela Anderson, who was on Broadway. She was in Chicago, and she bought the image from the Beverly Hills Hotel. Actually, she bought it because we spent a lot of time there just before we were locked down, and she loved that one. And they're almost all sold out, but they're really great, and I'm quite proud of them. You know, wherever I go, I carry my paints with me, so I paint at all times.
And another great thing is the Beverly Hills Hotel has this very special love for you. Where does this come from?
Well, I think the love for the Beverly Hills Hotel comes from the fact that I've been going there since I'm about 13 years old. You know, long before they had cell phones, if somebody couldn't find me, they would call the hotel. Is Nikki Haskell at the pool? Or she said, no, she's in the Polo Lounge. So I've always had a great affection for them. In fact, I was a consultant to the Beverly Hills Hotel on a couple of projects that are still in sort of work. But you know, when in doubt, go to the Beverly Hills Hotel, between the Polo Lounge, which I love, and the pool, which is my all-time favorite. And you know, people in most places around the world, they don't go hang out at a hotel, but the Beverly Hills Hotel is so much a part of Beverly Hills.
So many girls nowadays, they see you and kids, they watch you and they want to be like you. You're such a leader, you're such an icon, and you're really the queen. You're royalty of the high society of the jet set. So is there any way, anything you can give to the kids on the way, what they should do to be part of this glamorous lifestyle? And I know you're very, very hardworking, very, very hardworking person. And this is something I also want to emphasize, because with Nikki Haskell and all these fabulous things, there's a lot of work behind, right?
You know, the trick is to take things that are difficult and make them look easy. And there's a lot of things that I do that really look sort of easy but aren't. I look back on my television shows and it's hard for me to even fathom how I did this. You know, in the 80s when the equipment was like prehistoric, everything was so complicated. Now I could shoot my entire show with my iPhone. I mean, I would have to, when I went to Rio, we had to take 150 pieces of equipment and 11 people. So life has changed, times have changed. Actually, this whole 80s was the last age of innocence, because there were no phones, there were no fax machines, there was no internet. So people had to actually live their lives out. And that's what I'm suggesting to everybody, is don't get hooked on your iPhone or any of these different platforms. You have to go out and do things. It's not against the law to live out your dreams. You know, I do it every day. I come up with things I want to do and I just do them. And if people tell you don't do them, don't pay any attention to them. Just do them anyway. They're always going to tell you not to do it. The first thing somebody tells you is no. To me, no is a soft yes.
And what's your secret to happiness? You seem to be a very, very happy and balanced person.
I'm actually very, very happy. I guess it's in my genes. You know, I wake up every morning and I thank God that I'm alive, and I get up and I exercise and I, you know, try to do something that's meaningful during the day and something that can help other people. I'm involved in a lot of different charities. Project Angel Food, they deliver thousands of meals every week. I'm involved with the Barbara Davis Carousel of Hope for Children's Diabetes, and Nancy Davis has the MS. So you have to give back. You've got to go over the holidays to some of these soup kitchens and give out food to people or deliver gifts or toys for tots. I mean, everybody today is so thankful just to be alive, so you have to give whatever you can give. It's all part of good karma.
Good karma, and you have a lot of good energy around you. The another thing is, we always see on these great styles. So the last days, it's a season of the year again where you dress up with all these different costumes, and I've seen you as a queen, and we're going to see you as Cleopatra, and I don't even know what you wore yesterday. You went at another great function yesterday at Dublin. So how do you come up with all these dresses? How many dresses do you actually have, Nikki Haskell?
Well, it's interesting because they're doing a documentary on my life, and I did save 150 of my most important dresses from the 80s. The dresses that I wore on my television shows, wore to the White House, wore to Donald Trump's wedding, you know, wore to the Clinton's inauguration. So I saved all the dresses, and we're doing this sort of a part of it will be sort of like a my life is seen through the eyes of my dresses. And now, you know, I've actually been shopping in my own closet. I went through it. A lot of these jackets, these Chanel jackets, I was going to get rid of them, but I thought, you know, they're still showing this jacket. Took it to my dressmaker, had him let him out, fixed the shoulders, and put him right back into action again. I'm only shopping this year in my own closet.
I love it. You are America's most beloved person. You just get this award right now at the very minute. What do you say about that?
Well, I'm really quite excited about the way things have turned out. I've always felt that it's important to be on the cutting edge. I was among the first 5 female stockbrokers in the world. I was actually the first person that ever had a celebrity show that was shot from all over. I also had billboards all over Sunset Boulevard. So I've always been a groundbreaker. I've always been, I've been fortunate enough to not only, I mean, I'm a trendsetter and a trend spotter. It's very important that you see what's going on. And I love being on TikTok because there's so many new and innovative things that they do. I think it's important if you're going to stay on top of things. You know, I'm 81 years old. I've seen it all. I've been to everything. I've done everything. And to me, every day is a new day. Every day is a challenge. Every day you can do something better than you did the day before and look better and feel good. It's all about who you are to yourself. You have to be true to yourself. Don't let anybody push you around. I hate that. You know, everybody thinks that they can just push you around and say whatever they want to say. And now it's worse than ever. I don't let anybody push me around.
I love it. That is true strength. And the other great thing is every one of you can have a piece of Nikki Husky because her very limited NFTs, there are a very few still available. So you need to check that out immediately.
Go to OpenSea. Go to OpenSea, Ports of Call, Nikki Haskell. And they are so delicious and so delightful. I'm sure you'll love them.
You will love them as much as you love all Nikki Haskell. And I thank you so much, Nikki. So can you give us a final inspiring message to the audience? What will bring them through maybe a cold winter, maybe a very challenging winter? You know how life is a little roller coaster, and the ones who need a little encouragement, what would Nikki Haskell give them on their way? Because a lot of people want to be like you. You're their idol. You're an icon. So give us a little shout out, please.
You know, we're going through very tough times, but there is lots of good things that come out of these particular times, and it's up to you to be true to yourself. Don't get bogged down with people telling you can't do something, you can't go there, you can't do this. Just do what you have to do. Live your life, be good to your family and your friends, and be true to yourself. And don't let anybody push you around or take advantage of you. And if, remember, if somebody tells you, trust me, you know they're going to screw you immediately.
That was Nikki Haskell, the world famous icon of the Nikki Haskell Show, the NFT of Nikki Haskell. And, of course, the Nikki Haskell Star Gruncher.
And don't forget to watch Freebie in January for the Nikki Haskell shows.
We'll all be online. Bye, everyone, and I hope you enjoyed. This is Prince Murray Max Schaumburg-Lippe and this podcast with Nikki Haskell.